I don't know, man. Crazy, dude. Like,
I let you in my house?
What are we talking about? What?
This is the Prepare for Landon podcast with your host, Joshua Landon. Buckle up.
All right. Well, this is the first episode of no, like, guest. Anna. Let's do it.
Special.
You are special. Where's my phone? I want to go through this list that I made.
Your phone's recording, baby.
Oh, where's your phone?
I need that. My phone's here.
I need that list. All right. Made a list. Things I want to talk about. Oh, yeah. Number one. Girls and blackheads.
Oh.
Hey, knock it off, okay?
Why?
It's not cool.
Yes, it is.
They get in there with their nails, and they're like, hey, oh, it's ready to go. And there's nothing even there yet. They just want to pick at your back and scrape at you and bleed. Knock it off.
I don't go in with my nails.
You all go in with your nails.
No, I do my knuckles.
You're all like, this isn't going to hurt.
I do my knuckles.
And then you go in. Whatever.
Well, I'm trying to help you.
Whatever.
I love you.
Next on the list, crepes. Fat-shamed pancakes.
What?
Don't eat them. Just have a pancake.
Hmm.
What are you doing? If you're going to have carbs, go all out. Next on the list. Oh, dude, fictional credits in movies, like when the character's like, oh, Jerry and Sally went on to go to college and then have a lovely life together. They have three kids. Like, hey, no, they don't, dude. You made it up. If you're not going to put it in the movie, don't show it me. Don't,
yes.
Like, don't show it in the credits. Like, that's
I
just,
know what you're talking about.
That's just laziness. You're like, hey, here's all these other scenes that we didn't get to put in the movie. We're just going to talk about them real quick.
Like, you mean,
you,
like,
you told
in,
me their whole life.
In Legally Blonde?
Yeah, I'm sure they do it.
Yeah.
There's tons of movies that do
yeah.
that. And it's like, dude, if you're not going to freaking put it in the movie, don't half-ass it with, you know, just telling me through text in the credits.
Yeah, they have.
They're fake people. I don't need it.
They do, like, the freeze frame. They're like, Becky was here.
Dude. Trevor got arrested for the sixth time. It's stupid. Oh, water sommeliers. Hey, go fuck yourself.
It's in the Zac Efron documentary.
What it was from? Oh,
yeah.
My goodness, dude. Yeah, the Zac Efron's got a new show on Netflix where he goes around and travels all around the world and all these crazy places, experiences tons of different types of things, and he
it's
yeah they
it is really good. It's
they,
interesting.
Yeah, they met a water sommelier though.
Yeah, they did.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, I don't know how you
no
get,
dude
I don't know how you get into that. That's a little bit weird to me, but like, it makes sense.
Moving on. Bread pudding. Hey, what the hell is it? What is it?
Is it bread?
Is it?
Or is it pudding?
Because I'll tell you what it looks like.
No.
I had a friend in elementary school. His name was Chaz, my best friend, right? I used to like mayonnaise and mustard sandwiches for some weird reason when I was a little kid, okay? But then I ended up, you know, becoming a normal person and, you know, putting some turkey and cheese on it or something. My best friend Chaz, though, was still stuck in the longest phase of eating ketchup and cheddar cheese sandwiches. Like,
ew.
Cheddar cheese, like, square slices and ketchup.
That's disgusting.
And Chaz also had braces for the majority of the time that I knew him. He liked to.
Did he always have the cheese and ketchup stuck up in his braces?
Yeah, he liked to chew it up at the lunch tables and then show us. And it would be definitely all up in the braces.
Ew.
Anywho, that's what bread pudding looks like to me. I don't even know and want to know what it tastes like. I'm a big texture guy. Like, I get really grossed out with textures. And now, bread pudding sounds disgusting.
Now I never want to have bread pudding ever again in my life.
Because you're going to picture that cheese mush sandwich.
Gross.
I just have a thing on here on my list that just says research. Cool. Go me.
Did you
Amazon 2020 sad dad commercial. Dude, I know you know what I'm talking about. I got to search this up.
Did you even introduce me, by the way? I've never actually been on
this
podcast.
Sorry, yeah, that's actually true. She was just on an episode with some buddies of mine that will be coming out in a couple weeks, I believe.
Yeah.
Because this one's coming out, like, what, tomorrow?
I'm usually in the background laughing like a hyena.
Yeah, but this is my beautiful and wonderful, amazing girlfriend, Jenna Sharp. She is a crazy hairstylist. She does great work, but she's a little wacko. But yeah, she's great. And this is Jenna. Anywho, Amazon sad dad commercial. Oh my gosh. And it's okay if this has dead air, but I think... Yeah, ready for school. This is the one.
Is it going to make me cry?
We're going to solve quadratic equations.
We're getting the band back together.
I don't do science.
Oh, this isn't the one.
The little girl at the end.
Oh, no. Dang it.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't the one. I'm going to have to find it. But, dude, it's freaking hilarious. I'll probably put it at the end of this video if I find it.
What is it? I need to see it now.
It's like the girl's like, I'm going to stay home all day and do school from home or whatever. And, like, it just shows a shot of the dad. And the dad's just like, great. Just defeated in his face.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
All right. Let's get back to this list.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. If I find, I'll put it at the end of the video.
You should definitely do that.
A Simple Life with Paris Hilton. I don't know why I wrote that down. I was thinking about something. Did you ever watch that show?
Because
I know your parents were strict when you were growing up.
No.
And so you weren't allowed to watch a lot of things.
Yeah, I didn't watch that ever. All I knew from that was that, like, she would always be like, that's hot.
That's hot.
And then she, like, tried to trademark it or whatever. That, like,
she tried to trademark that's hot?
Yeah. Like, she tried to, like...
She's so cool, dude.
Or a copywriter or whatever the heck. I don't know. Whatever it's called, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I thought of, like, this, like... People that say all lives matter and whatnot during this time. I kind of just want to go up to a Karen if she has two kids and then push one of them. And be like, hey, why aren't you looking after your other kid that's safe? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my.
I mean, kids, you know, usually have their guard down. They're an easy target.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah.
They're serious.
I have bagel man feed pigeons equals white people. I probably wrote that down because people feeding, like, breadcrumbs to bagels and breadcrumbs to bagels. Bread comes to, like, birds.
Feed
that's definitely, like, white
bed.
People shit, right?
Toppin's a bag.
What's that from?
Mary Poppins.
Oh, Jesus. Don't do that. Oh, yeah. Hey, so we're cat parents, man. And sometimes you gotta do things like, you know, cover your cat shit. Because they don't know how to do it.
Yeah,
something got fucked up somewhere in, like, their way of doing things, and they don't cover their shit sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know why our cats don't seem to do that.
It's super cool, but yeah, sometimes you just gotta go over there and just sift some sand over it.
You know,
it litter.
Smells, and you just like.
But, you know,
how are you going to teach them? Like, it's supposed to be natural, right?
No, that's a
like, they're just supposed to know how to do it.
That's a cat parent thing.
For whatever reason, they don't know.
These are our lives, all right? My cats have made appearances in past podcast episodes.
Yeah, so like the reason why this was brought up though was because we had a friend over. Oh, yeah. And I like came out of the bathroom and I could smell their crap. Yep. And I was just like, dude, that's awful. So we're all sitting there hanging out and I just walk on over and I start shoveling the litter over the cat poop to cover the smell. But all the friend sees that hasn't been around us with their cats, all he sees is me playing in their litter box and is like,
just randomly for no reason.
It's like, okay, well, I gotta go.
Is it normal to play with your cat's shit at 2 a.m? Usually not, but you know, these are our lives, people. So, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up and let you guys in on what we got going on over here. Oh, yeah. 2 liters for like parties.
Oh, yeah.
Let's stop doing that too. Cans are better, okay? If you get a 2 liter, you're a psychopath. It's going to go flat.
Yeah, like
a lot of people are going to drink it. Like by the time a lot of people get to it, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's.
But also, soda's kind of gross anyway. I'm kind of over soda. But still, I can appreciate a good soda, you know what I'm saying?
I'm Josh and I'm over soda.
That can only happen with cans. Cans, okay? Stop with the 2 liters. Moving on.
I agree, but...
I wrote DVRs.
We were just reminiscing about reminiscing what it was
about
like.
DVRs. And then, like, it sucked if you had to record the show that was next after your show, so that way you could catch the ending. Because if you didn't, then, like, the last 30 seconds of your episode is cut off and you lose
like
your shit.
It's like the season finale of, like, something.
Yeah, because you didn't record Grey's Anatomy next. Whatever.
A show that you don't care about. Like, freaking Law and Order or something.
Oh, yeah. Guns for mentally ill people. I think they should be given, like, water guns. And, like, you know, they can walk around town with that. That's all I got to say about it. You know what I'm saying? Just pretty straightforward. Because I was thinking about it, how, like, the Super Soaker is like the AK-47 of guns. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's some pretty cool water guns. Shoot, remember when we went to Walmart one night and spent, like, $60 on darts and
Nerf guns.
And Nerf guns and everything? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, this is so much more fun. Why do people get guns? Just get Nerf guns, guys.
Because they lack the power.
Just get Nerf guns. It's the same thing.
Yeah, getting the,
just better.
Getting, like, the heavy-duty Nerf guns, dude.
Just better.
Those are pretty dope.
Guarantee you smile more. I don't know. Moving on.
That's a matter of opinion.
Yeah, why is there a wrong side of the bed?
What do you mean?
Because, like, when, like, oh, someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed. But why is there a wrong side of the bed? You got to think that it's your fault, though, right? Because if there's a wrong side of the bed, it's your fault because you didn't give any attention to it. Because you're selfish. You're like, I want this to shape to my body because I'm comfortable. What about the other side of the bed? You didn't want to be wrong, but you made it wrong. I don't mean to say like this. I'm talking to you. I'm just saying in general. I know it might have came off that way.
Are you talking about literally or figuratively?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. proper typing techniques. Are you good at typing? Like the proper way where you have your thumb on, or like the your finger on the F and the J or whatever, and you only like you have your position and you just like branch off from there to reach the other letters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you good at that?
Am I good at that?
Yeah.
Mostly.
Oh.
I don't type on a keyboard very often anymore. It's typically on my phone. My school made me take like computer classes and stuff. And,
I did that in elementary and I think a little bit of middle school too.
Yeah. So like I was decent at that.
Like the 50 words per minute, like quiz, like mm-hmm. game things they would have on the computers.
Yeah. I used to do that. Yeah. And then like, you know, like the 5-key.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I also think it's a myth. Like, dude, I chicken peck all the time. I am amazing at it. Okay. Dude, just hit the letters. It's not hard. Do it. Chicken peck it. Okay, just touch the letter, like the letter you want, just hit it. Like, just do it, okay? Not hard. You don't need to have a proper technique. Anyway.
It helps you go faster, though.
Does it, though? Because I'm pretty ripping on it. All right. Oh, yeah. Cha-cha-cha in the birthday song. We're definitely stopping that. If that hasn't stopped yet, it needs to be over. Like,
why do you write down so many negative things? Like,
well, like, I'm a pretty happy person, you know? But, like, I'll hear things in life, like, from the roommates or friends or on TV or, like, in the new...
Controversial.
Like, anywhere, you know? That I just, like, what the fuck? And it's like, yeah, what the... What? Yeah, and I was like, I just felt the need to talk about it.
Oh, no.
And our cats are going to the hospital, probably. No, I'm sure they're fine. I don't know. Oh, yeah. The turn signal. Here's how we use the turn signal for those who don't understand the rules of it.
I feel like I'm going to get this wrong.
Oh, yeah. Let me hear what you think. Let's do that first. What do you think?
What does the turn signal do?
No. Like, how should you use the turn signal?
How should you use a turn signal?
Yeah. Like, what's the proper way to use a turn signal?
I usually use it to alert someone that I am getting over or I need to get over.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I can't find a way into where I need to merge, like, and no one's letting me in, I will throw on my blinker to be like, hey, I need help. Can you let me in? And then they may or may not. Or if I'm, like, about to go in front of someone, I'll turn my blinker on if I'm going in a different lane.
Okay.
Yeah, just to alert people, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, when there's cars around, use it. Because you should. Because that's how we all let each other know. And you're like, if you're just riding in the lane with your turn signal on, and just riding that lane that you're staying in,
and you forget to turn your blinker
quit
off.
Quit it. Okay?
Sometimes I do that, though, if I'm, like, jamming to music, and then, like, I can't hear the blinker. Yeah, I can't hear that because the music's so loud.
Yeah.
And so then I'll be like, yeah, I'm listening to my music.
And you got pulled over for listening to Mary Poppins really loud.
I did.
You did. You got out of that ticket, right, or no?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did. Okay, cool. But yeah, no, like, when there's cars around, use your turn signal. But when there's no cars around, it's like, it's just you, then whatever. And also, cops, when that's the situation that's going down, a lone car out in the middle of the freeway by themselves, changes lanes and doesn't use their turn signal, don't pull them over, because who's he alerting? No one around.
Nobody.
Moving on.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, no.
I hate, because I just realized this. I hate that Lewis Stevens in Even Stevens was portrayed as such a dumb shit. Dude, the guy was a genius. Do you remember the giant mechanical chair that he built that, like, fed him food or drinks or whatever and, like, massaged him and stuff and, like, gave him shade and I forgot what else it did and all the countless other things that he's done, okay? Why is he a dumb shit?
Yeah, I think it's really sad that, like, they're basically saying that, oh, because he's different, even though he has his own achievements that aren't typical, and, like, what society decides is okay and isn't okay, they make him look like an idiot.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, no, that's the wrong way. And it's like, no, he's just you doing a different way.
And we saw that episode where... it's the Thanksgiving one, and he doesn't appreciate his family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, or no, it's like the Christmas. Or wait, was it? It was like the Scrooge.
Yeah.
And the
Christmas Carol.
Yeah. The Ghost of Christmas Past and all that crap.
Yes.
Yeah. So this guy like has seen death and seen another parallel universe without him in it. And he's not messed up in the head from it and just continues on still being a genius and still getting called a dumb sack of shit. My hat's off to you, Lewis Stevens, but you know, I appreciate the work that you've done. Oh yeah. Every year for my birthday now, I am only getting Nature Valley almond butter cookie bars as my like dessert. Like, I'm gonna get a cake made out of the Nature cookie bars. Dude, Nature Valley almond butter, like,
there's granola super
cookie,
good
cookie like sandwich pieces with an almond butter cream in the middle.
Yes,
dear God.
And there's a coconut one, but no, I'm sorry, Steven, I tried it, it sucks.
Yeah, coconut's not as good. Not a fan. Oh, yeah, and we can probably end on this unless we have other things to talk about after. But here's the thing.
How long have we been doing this? Like 20 minutes?
20 minutes, yeah.
Oh. Just a little mini podcast?
Just a little mini one. But, yeah, the What's New Pussycat guy. This is my last one, okay? What's New Pussycat guy? Who is that? Who does that? I know his name. Let's search him up real quick.
What's New Pussycat?
I want to guess it before I
find Am I allowed out. To sing songs on here?
Yeah, we can't play songs on here. What's New Pussycat? Tom Jones. I knew it was Tom Jones because he does the Carlton. It's not unusual.
Pussycat. I love you.
Yeah. So, what's New Pussycat guy? Let's look at these lyrics too.
What's New Pussycat? Whoa.
One time with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Kind of boss him around. Okay. Yeah. You're delicious. Gonna eat him.
You and your pussycat eyes. Whoa.
Yeah. I like how he's just like, what's new, pussycat? Whoa. And then he just goes into like, pussycat, I love you. Like, he asks him a question.
I've got flowers and lots.
He asks him a damn question. What's new, pussycat? And then he just like, I don't give a fuck anymore. Hey, I love you. And goes into the rest of his song. Like, did the pussycat even get to answer? Like, did he ever get to tell him what's new? I don't know. Do you want to talk about anything? Or you want to keep it short? If I'm keeping it short, I ran through my list. I don't mind.
Okay, we can keep it short. Short rants with Joshua Landon.
This has been the first episode like this. This is Prepare for Landon. But also, hey, remember, I'm full of shit. There you guys.